So what all do you have? A business, cars, houses, properties, bank accounts? Are you concerned that any of these can be taken away from you if someone sues you? Have you done all you can to protect all of your assets? Well, you really ought to get in touch with the experts down at Barth Calderon LLP. They're a law firm that specializes in asset protection and estate planning, and they can help you protect what's yours so that predators and creditors can't get their hands on them. Give them a call at 800-548-8564. That's 1-800-548-8564 for a free consultation. Hey, tell them the Exit Coach sent you. When creating an exit strategy, business owners can't just account for the health of their books. They also must consider the health of their brand. Financials say a lot about an organization, but public awareness can mean the difference for a company that sells and a company that sits. I've known the talented PR team at HKA for many years, and I've seen firsthand how marketplace visibility equals marketplace value. If your brand needs a boost, contact the marketing communications experts at HKA by calling 714-426-0444 or visit them online at www.hkamarcom.com.
Bill Black is a registered representative with and securities offered through Crown Capital Securities LP member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Barth Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from CCS. Any opinions are those of Bill Black and not necessarily those of Crown Capital Securities LP or Barth Financial Advisors, LLC. California Insurance License 0652621.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show today. We have a great lineup as usual today. Our first guest is going to talk about asset protection. Now, you've worked very hard to build up your business and other assets. And what are you doing to protect those? And we're going to talk with our first guest about that, give you some great ideas and some tips. And then later on tonight, we have a couple other guests at 6 p.m. Come back and join us for that show if you can. If you can't make it, you can always listen at exitcoachradio.com on your computer, on your smartphone, on your tablet, whatever device you want to pull out and listen to us on. And remember, when you're there, you can check out all of our past episodes here from AM 830 and over 1,000 other interviews that we've done with advisors, authors, and thought leaders, both 1 minute versions and 20 minute versions. So we hope you'll check that out. Also, you're going to hear a little bit in our commercials today about BizGrowth 123. We found a program that can help you grow the value of your business. We're very serious about that. Most businesses that go to a business broker, most business owners walk away dejected because the value is not what they thought it would be. And what most business owners need to do is start today to build value, transferability, and sustainability in their businesses. And that's what we're all about here at Exit Coach Radio, to help you with all of that. So thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're enjoying your day, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey everyone, this is Bill Black, the Exit Coach. You know, protecting your family and business is essential for your peace of mind. If you have legal and financial concerns that keep you awake at night, check out Albert Roche at ocbusinesslaw.com. Albert is an Orange County attorney with an MBA in finance and accounting. He's focused his practice on seniors and their families. He has in-depth knowledge and experience in the areas of estate planning, taxes, and wealth management, and supports families with their most private matters. If you need someone who will listen to you and provide expert legal and financial support, call Albert Roche at 714-432-0794. That's 714-432-0794. Or go to ocbusinesslaw.com. Hey everybody, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. You know, we talk about a lot of business topics, but by far the question I'm asked the most is, how do I grow the value of my business so I can sell it someday for an outrageous price? So we've created a special report for you on 10 tips to grow the value of your business. Just text the word DRIVERS to 44222 to get this special free report delivered right to your inbox. That's DRIVERS to 44222. Text DRIVERS to 44222. My next guest is Hillel Presser from the Presser Law Firm in Boca Raton, Florida. We're going to talk about strategies for establishing comprehensive asset protection plans, and we're going to talk about how the Presser Law Firm, PA, helps clients protect themselves from lawyers, creditors, foreclosure deficiencies, former or current spouses, children, relatives, and greedy lawsuit-obsessed citizens. While many people can make money, few know how to protect it, and it's so true. Hillel, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
You know, it's unfortunate that we have to think about things like protecting ourselves from what some people call predators and creditors, but it's such a part of being alive today, especially if you have something to lose. Tell us about the Presser firm and how long you guys have been around and how you got started in the field of asset protection planning.
Sure. You know, I got started, you know, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be an attorney. And if you would have asked me, you know, when I was a kid, what type of attorney, I probably would have said maybe a personal injury attorney, because my uncle was one of the first personal injury attorneys to ever advertise on TV. But then I said to myself, you know, there's 1,000 personal injury attorneys in every city trying to take your money. There's very few asset protection attorneys throughout the entire country teaching you how to protect it. So I thought it was a very important and interesting topic, because people work their entire lifetime and then one lawsuit can take everything away. You know, you can be retired and, you know, God forbid, you're backing out of your driveway and you hit a bicyclist. Or you can be retired and, God forbid, somebody gets injured on one of your rental properties. Or maybe it's just any other type of a lawsuit, short sale, foreclosure deficiency, judgment, creditor, even a divorce. And you can lose everything that you literally worked your whole life from. So essentially, we have a nationwide law practice. We're based out of Boca Raton, Florida, and we concentrate on both domestic and international asset protection. And what we do is we help our clients protect any asset they have from any financial threat.
Now, what I've heard and what I know about asset protection is that a big part of it is making what might be a beautiful, easy-to-attach asset a little bit less beautiful and harder to attach by putting up roadblocks that would cause an opposing attorney, perhaps, to say, you know, they've done a pretty good job protecting this. Let's slow the process down. Let's talk about settling. Let's talk about whatever else remedies that we have, if any. Is that part of the process, building these roadblocks?
Definitely. You know, you always want to put up as many layers and as many firewalls as possible. You know, you can never be truly 100% judgment proof. But if we can take you from 0% protected to 80 or 90 or 95% protected, you know, that makes a big difference. Essentially, what we want to do is we want to make it so difficult, so expensive, if not impossible, for anybody to collect against you that they don't want to sue you in the first place. You don't want to be the low-hanging fruit. You know, if a lawyer knows that he's going to spend a few years, especially on a contingency fee basis, trying to come after you, well, if he can't collect against you, what's the point? You know, the judgment won't be worth the paper it's written on. So above and beyond trying to convince opposing counsel that you're right, so essentially, you know, give them doubts as to liability, you want to also give them doubts as to collectability. You want to be able to say to them, so sue me, because if you win, you can't collect against me.
Mm-hmm. And I think probably a lot of our listeners are confused about the fact that, you know, why would you go to a different state, for instance, for an LLC or maybe even offshore? Aren't all jurisdictions the same? Can you clarify that?
Sure. You know, different jurisdictions, whether they be domestic or international, all have different laws. And there are certain states that are better than others, and there are certain countries that are better than others. So depending on where you live, you know, right now I actually just happen to be doing this interview from Burlington, Vermont. Well, Burlington, Vermont, you know, protects assets far different than where I'm from and where our office is based in Florida. You know, in Florida, your house is totally protected from any lawsuits. In Vermont, your house is only protected up to $125,000 if you're single, or $250,000 if you're married. In Florida, annuities are protected. In Vermont, they're only protected up to about $350 per month. So that's just a mere, you know, observation of how the states differ. But every state and every country is different, and you need to make sure that you implement your asset protection plan, you know, in the most protective jurisdictions, whether they be domestic and international, because you want to be able to have agreements with all the asset protection clauses, all the anti-creditor clauses, everything that's going to be good for you if you get sued, and everything that's going to be bad for a potential creditor.
So someone out there might be saying, yeah, but I live in, let's say, California. Don't I have to title my assets, you know, where I own them?
And it just depends on the asset. You know, for example, if you're going to be operating a business in California, well, then you either have to operate out of a California business or a different business that's registered in California. You know, if you own a piece of real estate, you know, it might not be any different. You might have to own the piece of real estate in a California entity, or you might have to register the business, let's say, to just make it enough, a Delaware entity. You still might have to register it in California. And you probably picked one of the worst states only because California is so tough when it comes to their asset protection laws. But the answer is it just depends. You know, if you have an online business, you don't necessarily need to create an entity in your state. You know, if you're just operating online and you don't really have ties to any one state, you might be able to get away with having a company out of a better asset protection jurisdiction. And certainly when it comes to liquid assets, just to create holding companies, whether they be domestic or international, you're free to create those any way you want. I mean, you're not doing any business. You're just, you know, holding your stocks or bonds or investments.
Exactly. Where I was going to go with that is that, isn't it true that in some cases you can get into jurisdictions that might not allow for instance, punitive damages as opposed to compensatory damages? There can be a huge difference between what one jurisdiction might allow the suing party to be able to collect on and when they might be able to collect on, if at all, correct?
100%, and especially when you talk about international asset protection, you know, depending on what international asset protection jurisdiction you use, there might be a very short statute of limitation. So while Florida may say that you have 4 years to sue for a car accident, you know, a statute of limitations in an international asset protection jurisdiction might be anywhere from 0 to 2 years. While in any state, they'll let you sue anybody, and all you need to do is hire a free attorney because you'll get them on a contingency fee basis. Well, if you try and go against some international asset protection jurisdictions, they might make you post millions of dollars in bonds because if you lose, you have to pay the attorney's fees of the person you're suing. You know, the level of proof in the U.S. might be, you know, 51%, but it might be beyond a reasonable doubt 99.9% in other jurisdictions. So you're 100% correct, and it just depends, you know, where you're locating all these different entities.
Yeah, so you can tell, listeners, this is a very complex area of the law, being able to choose the right jurisdiction depending on the type of asset. And also, this is not something you can do. It's not like you can buy fire insurance when your house is burning, you know, when the roof is burning, nor can you just get into trouble and then move your assets to the Cayman Islands or to different places, correct? Yeah, I mean, that's called fraudulent conveyance, and it's very important that you put these things in place prior to anything happening, correct?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, asset protection planning must be proactive planning. You know, you don't buy the car insurance after the accident. You don't buy the life insurance after you die. You know, you must do all of your asset protection planning, whether it's domestic or international, well before not just the lawsuit, but well before any liability even incurs. So it's not when someone serves you with a lawsuit, it's when the liability incurred. And if you try and do planning afterwards, there could be some really harsh penalties called fraudulent transfer laws, which deal with when you try and transfer assets out of your name for less than fair market value while you have a present or potential creditor. And there's also laws that are called fraudulent conversion laws. And that's when you try and take an unprotected asset, call it cash in the bank, and put it into some sort of protective asset. So maybe in Florida, if life insurance is protected, you know, you try and take your cash in the bank, which is unprotected, and put it into life insurance, you know, after there's a liability, that would be a fraudulent conversion because you're converting a non-exempt, non-protected asset to an exempt protected asset.
Okay, so I think we've learned that you need to do this planning in advance. Now, some of these things that we hear about, like a trust or an LLC in an area offshore like Nevis, which has some great creditor protection type of things, are those for the mega rich? Where do you draw the line, and are those things expensive to set up and administer?
You know, it's a great question because there's no black and white answer. You know, I have clients who only have a couple $100,000 and they spend big money going international to set up international LLCs or international trusts, and they might just want to sleep better at night and be protected. On the other hand, I have clients who have millions of dollars who don't set up international entities, and they might be in their mid to late 80s. They don't work, they don't drive, they don't own real estate, they're not in business. You know, they just have very little liability at the stage of their life that they're in. So there's no black and white answer. I tell my clients if you have $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, you know, you should at least become educated in international entities. Doesn't necessarily mean you should do one, but, you know, with the $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 mark, you know, you should at least learn and understand what your opportunities are. In regards to setting up an international entity correctly, you know, by the time you pay all the fees for the asset protection attorneys, estate planning, tax, et cetera, I mean, it's a lot of work involved if it's done properly. You could be looking at anywhere from, you know, $20,000 to $40,000 to set up a plan correctly, and it could cost you maybe, you know, another $2,000 to $3,000 a year to administrate. And you just got to be really careful. You know, if you're going to do it the right way. You know, staying clear of all the do-it-yourselves and, you know, the canned forms and the prepackaged materials. You really need something that's going to be individualized and customized and tailored, whether it's international or domestic, because everybody's assets are different and everybody's potential threats and creditors and liabilities are different. So it might work for you, might not work for someone else, and vice versa.
So the first step is determining, what, you know, do you have something to lose? And second step is, do you have risks? And what are those risks? Are they significant enough to build a fortress around your assets? And at that point, they should certainly get in touch with a professional and talk to somebody like yourself, Hillel, that will help them understand, okay, well, let's talk about what you have. Maybe we want to look at protecting one asset versus another because it's a lot more attachable, or there are easy ways to protect lower level assets. But it's certainly something that people should think about. And why is that? Why do we have to worry about that? A lot of people might say, well, I haven't done anything. Why do I have to worry about a lawsuit?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not just what you have now. You know, it might be a future inheritance. And it might not be just an asset like you think, like checking, savings, stock, bonds, brokerage, boats, cars, planes, businesses, real estate. It might be intellectual property like domains, trademarks, phone numbers, maybe even rights to leases. So the first thing you need to do is inventory your wealth, you know, not just what you have now, but what you may or may not have in the future as well. And, you know, unfortunately, in today's bad economy, people are losing their jobs. The people who are lucky enough to keep their jobs are making less and less. So with that being said, lawsuits have literally become the next biggest business. I think there's about 100 million lawsuits every single year. One in four people will be sued in the next 12 months, and the average person and business is sued five times over their lifetime. You know, nobody's immune from a lawsuit. Nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued. It could be anything from a simple car accident to buying a property and, you know, the real estate market taking a turn, and, you know, you end up owning the bank, you know, five times what the property value is.
Wow. 100 million lawsuits, one in four people get sued, and many people, especially people with big targets on their backs, get sued five times in their lifetime. Of course, many business owners know that. They have been sued for things from frivolity to serious matters, of course. So isn't it important to get yourself peace of mind in knowing that you've built a fortress around your assets, or at least consulted with somebody to tell you, yeah, maybe you don't need to worry about that so much, but maybe you do. Maybe you should know your options. And that's where Hillel Presser comes in at the Presser Law Firm. How do they get in touch with you, Hillel?
They can go to our website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. We're based out of Boca Raton, Florida, but we have a nationwide practice. And if anybody fills out the contact us form on our website, as long as they tell us that they heard about us on your show, I'd be happy to send them a couple of the latest books that I authored on asset protection, and that way they can educate themselves.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And again, for our listeners out there, if you have a business, of course you do, you're listening to the show. If you have other assets, are you concerned about, and here's another tip for you out there. Your business may be a difficult asset to attach, but when you sell your business, you may be going into liquid accounts. How are you going to keep that money safe? That's where you need to have some advanced thoughts and planning and call people like Hillel Presser at the Presser Law Firm. Hillel, thanks so much for joining us. It's been very enlightening, very informative, and I really appreciate you coming on. I hope you'll come back again in the future, and we'll talk deeper about some of these instruments that are available for people.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, just to leave you, you know, what I tell all my clients is for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it, because you work so hard, you know, why lose it all to some sort of frivolous lawsuit that might not even be in your control?
That's great advice. That is really great advice. For every 60 minutes you spend making it, spend 60 seconds learning how to protect it. Great advice. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. Would you like to increase the value of your business by up to 71%? I found a great tool. I'm making it available absolutely free for listeners. Just go to bizgrowth123.com. Just answer the questions from your smartphone. You'll get an instant assessment of ways you can increase the value of your business dramatically. Try it out. Point your phone to bizgrowth123.com. That's bizgrowth123.com.
And now the Exit Coach Radio Show proudly presents the All-Star Review, a compilation of one-minute highlights from past guests. Hear more one-minute highlights and full interviews from these guests at ExitCoachRadio.com.
What are some of the factors that go into evaluating a business at any given time? We asked valuation expert Christopher Mercer.
It's one thing to say that your value is worth what a willing buyer and a willing seller will pay, but that same willing buyer and same willing seller won't pay the same thing in 2008 as they will in 2014, because in 2008 the world was full of uncertainty that caused financing to dry up and it was enormously difficult to sell. Some of your listeners that are listening to this need to think about the fact that they need to be thinking of an orderly transition of management and ownership, because when bad things happen to your company, you lose all flexibility in terms of ownership and management transition. So take care of those things now while you can.
Being in business is inherently risky. We all know that. But what are some of the most common mistakes that business owners make and their potential solutions? We asked for comments from attorney Mayar Ghassemian.
One of the important mistakes is not having a corporation or LLC or another form of entity that would limit their liability in case they get sued. I have seen a lot of companies that do this, and it's very prevalent in the construction industry. If they're around for a while and they don't have an entity, they are going to be sued sometimes, especially in construction. And what happens is, and they put their own personal properties in danger because they don't have an entity that would protect them.
What are some of the important factors that go into a professional business valuation? We asked expert Roger Winsby.
Valuation is really about a sense of future opportunities offset by the risks. And if you don't really think those through as it relates to each individual company, you won't really understand whether you might be above average on that multiple or below average, but it's going to be quite rare when you're right on the average or the median. It's quite an issue that comes up in terms of understanding, you know, the business and being able to document your findings. Valuation is really about future, and as much as, you know, people want to say, well, you know, here are my retained earnings and here's what I've done, and that's, you know, very important context, but ultimately if someone wants to buy the business, they're buying the future opportunity and weighing that against the future risks.
You know, a lot of business owners I talk to have an image in their mind of how they're going to put up a for sale sign and sell their business quickly and easily, get a big check and invest it. Here's a message from someone who's done it, Veronica Saldivar.
A lot of folks just think I'm going to sell for X amount of dollars. And, you know, especially here for us in California and other similar states, taxes are a huge, huge consideration. It takes a big bite at your bottom line. I think also one of the other things is to consult with a CPA on that tax liability. When I was negotiating the sale of my business and negotiating the purchase and sale agreement, I also met several times with a tax attorney as well. He helped me draft the documents to prepare to make sure that I was going to fall under cap gains tax treatment, which was huge.
When you're undertaking a big project like exit planning, it's important to know that your advisors are using a specific process. Here's Leo Klein.
Our approach is to say, well, let's have initially that conversation. Let's do some initial fact finding on everything that is in, you know, that it needs to be looked at to develop that strategy. And once we've sort of have developed the strategy, what we do is present that strategy in sort of in a team meeting to all the other advisors, and if needed, we bring in some new advisors if there are certain gaps. Here's the strategy, here are the facts. Let's discuss this and provide your input and suggestions. Let's refine the strategy based on your expertise, and then let's finalize it and then implement it. And then from my perspective, best practice is that sort of you repeat this process once a year until you conduct your exit.
What are some of the key things that a buyer looks for when they're buying a business? We asked a gentleman who's bought a lot of businesses, Ace Chapman, for his ideas.
The two things that we focus on when either we buy a business outright or we go in and invest in a business is we want the operations really to kind of be everything to be there. What we add on top of that is two things. Most people have not spent a lot of time investing or building out their marketing funnel. And the second part of that is having almost like a franchise-like operations manual that allows the person to come in and feel really comfortable that they're going to be able to run the business and take over from where you are. You want to stand out and have those kind of extras that just make it an easy investment for the buyer.
What are some of the trends because of the global economy? We asked international law expert Kenneth August.
You mentioned manufacturing. That's a perfect example of where the thinking today is very different from where it was even 5 years ago. And by that, I mean, traditionally, a company might look at outsourcing their manufacturing, let's say to China as an example, in order to lower their cost of production. Mm-hmm. But really, with the consumer markets moving into those countries where they were outsourcing, it makes a lot more sense today to look not at a unilateral outsource manufacturing play, but how can you develop a revenue base and profitability in that local market? And maybe instead of doing all your outsourcing in China, you also have manufacturing in Eastern Europe or in Latin America, and they become concentric circles of new markets that you can sell your products and services into.
Most people think of planning for their death when they visit with an estate planning attorney, but here's another viewpoint from estate planning attorney Michael Wittick.
I tell people all the time, you know, you probably came to me to plan for your death when the baby boomer's biggest problem, I think, is disability. In fact, there are things worse than death, and some types of disability fall into that category. They've already done a study in 2014 and determined that in California, the average cost of long-term care is now $94,000. I would say in almost every case, I recommend that people go get a long-term care insurance consultation just so that they can find out, because that's one of the things that is rapidly changing right now to take care of this increased cost. They're repackaging it, and there are new companies in and some older companies that used to offer it are now out of California. Things are changing in that field just like many others.
Hear more 1 minute highlights and full interviews from these guests at exitcoachradio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. I want you to take just a few minutes and think about all of your assets that you've worked so hard to accumulate in your lifetime. Your business, your properties, your major assets. You're proud of those assets and you don't want anybody to take those away. However, there are many forces at work that are out to get your assets. Lawsuits, taxes, unforeseen financial calamities. You need a firm like the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group to help you look out for your assets and protect your future. They use practical and effective and elegant estate planning strategies that are individually designed to meet your specific goals and objectives. They believe in using their knowledge and expertise to create long-term effective strategies that safeguard your assets and your loved ones. Don't leave things to chance. Call the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group today and ask them how they can help you protect your assets. Their phone number is 877-774-9238. That's 877-774-9238. Tell them the Exit Coach sent you.
At BEI, Business Enterprise Institute, our mission is helping owners benefit from their life's work. We accomplish this by providing comprehensive, continual exit planning training, marketing support, certification, and plan design to business owner advisors. Thousands of exit plans have been created over the past 10 years by hundreds of advisors using our planning software to help owners grow, protect, and transfer business value. To learn more about exit planning and BEI, call us toll-free at 888-206-3009 or visit us online at www.exitplanning.com.
That's going to do it for the show today. I want to thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank my guests, my sponsors, and my producer, Julie Tabazon, for pulling the show together. It's been a real pleasure to be with you today. I want to remind you, go to our website at exitcoachradio.com and you can dig into all kinds of interviews with advisors, including our past interviews here on AM 830. And follow us on Twitter at Exit Coach. We'll see you again next week here on AM 830 KLAA. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.